This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. Government has awarded a contract worth $9.8 million to Streamline Management, based in Pasadena, to design and build a 20-home apartment complex in Corner Brook. The three-story apartment building, located on Crestview Avenue, will be owned and operated by the Newfoundland Labrador Housing Corporation. It will feature 10 one-bedroom and 10 two-bedroom apartments. Meanwhile, Corner Brook MHA Jim Parsons says in the spring of 2024, government committed to build 50 units in the Crestview Avenue area to replace rundown units. Parsons says one contract did not go through, but last year a contract was awarded for 6 units. But he says, we're not done yet.
Which is a good start. And now this 20-unit one is another good start. So that gives us the 26 of the 50. We're not done. That's, the 50 units, I don't know we'll do it at all anyway, but it's the least we need. There is a huge wait list, according to the people I'm talking to at Newfoundland Labrador Housing. And these will go a long way to filling a bit of that need.
Last week, government announced a $10 million Kenmount Crossing acute healthcare campus, a mid-sized theater, and the sports and wellness dome in St. John's are projects that have been scrapped, this given the province's fiscal situation. Parsons says he's not about to shy away on this issue.
But these kind of projects have to get done. This is bread and butter type stuff that Newfoundland Labrador Housing must provide. That is who provides social housing in our province, not the cities and towns, not the federal government, but the province. The province runs social housing, so that's that is something that myself and my colleagues are definitely going to be holding them to account on. And I'm not going to shy away from it. I did miss Bayer. I'm not going to do it now.
Construction should start this summer and be complete by the end of next year. That's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.